Right then, Vance. Forward. Steady, Vance. Come on. Slow down. Straight on. Good boy. Vance and I have come out for a Sunday morning stroll. It's about 7 o'clock in the morning, which I suppose feels fairly early on a Sunday. There aren't many people on the streets, which is rare for Richmond. And there are straight on, Vance, please. And not too many cars about. A few more than I'd hoped for, really. Good boy. Forward. Vance stopped for a driveway there. So I thought I'd do another how to work a guide dog. I haven't done one for Chrysler's for quite a while. I was trying to think of a theme for it, and I think doing a bit more than sort of straight line principle, but sort of demonstrating how a guide dog will keep on walking until he finds a curb and then stop, and then wait for the command to go forward. There are lots of little roads on the street I'm walking up now. Walking up Hill Street in Richmond. Straight on, Vance. Or Hill Road, maybe. Vance is now trying to keep pace with a jogger going up the hill. Not a good idea. It will result in an expired Robert. Good boy! And he stopped forward. So, sometimes if I know the route very well, I will anticipate the side road coming up. Or, no, get on, Vance. Get on. Or, right there, he found it for me and just stopped. The benefit of anticipating it is to first of all sort of control the speed coming up to it, so we stop nice and smoothly. And well, he's doing it himself there. Good boy, to the curb, right to the curb. Good boy, and forward. I really must stop saying "and" at the beginning of my commands. Good morning. Straight on, Vance. Come on, Vance, on you go. Good boy. I imagine people must wonder why I'm walking. Vance, get on! Must wonder why I'm walking up the road with an earpiece in my ear. Yeah, good question. The other reason for anticipating it is just to reinforce with Vance what he has to do at that point, just in case he might forget. So we're coming up to one now, I think. Straight to the curb, Vance. Good boy. And he indented slightly. Forward, Vance. Obviously some curbs have a sort of... Vance, get on! Have a sort of rounded corner to them. And it would be dangerous to cross right on that corner, both from the point of view of the traffic shooting round it, and because we would set off from the curb at the wrong angle. So Vance is trained to indent around the corners to a point where it's safe, straight to walk across. Straight on, Vance. See if we have another road soon. And this all fits into the straight line principle because, yes, he's found a road. Doesn't know whether to indent. Yes, all right then, good boy. Forward. Didn't indent that much there. But I think the path might have been blocked by a bollard or something. Yes, saying it all fits in with the straight line principle because it allows me to, good boy, forward. Allows me to keep track of my surroundings. And to decide where I want to change direction and walk down one of the roads. So we're getting towards the point where we cross the road that we've been walking alongside, I think. Let's see. Straight on, Vance, please. I must be so unfit. Oop. Oh, good boy. Forward, another road. Come on then, you. Good boy, Vance. Good boy. Yeah, I think we're getting to the top. You should hear this, because this vehicle should slow down there. And it's going left here. Okay, so if we're going by straight line principle, we need to know not that way. Vance, come on. Alright, straight on, Vance. Straight to the curb. Going by straight line principle, we need to go straight up to the curb. Right, good boy. Right. And then what, halfway back round the indent to get across the road we just come across. It's now just starting to rain. Forward, Vance. Quite hard. Which is lovely. Yuck. Let's go and find somewhere to sit that isn't quite so wet. We're near the top of the hill, so I don't think there's that much shelter from the rain. I think there might be some trees along there somewhere. Yeah. You're a good boy. Maybe that was a brief shower. Solitary one. Aha! And Vance has come straight to a tree. You good boy! Oh dear me. Right. Well, there you go. How to write. How to do something with a guide dog, part 6, I think.